Hebrews chapter 10. For seeing that the law has a shadow of the good things to come, but not the image itself of the things, they can never, with the same sacrifices which they offer every year perpetually, perfect those who draw near. For in that case, would they not have stopped being offered, because the ministers would not have any consciousness of sins any more, having been purified that one time? But by those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to remove sins, which is why, on coming into the world, he says, "You did not desire sacrifice and offering, but you have prepared a body for me. You did not take pleasure in burnt offerings and sin offerings." Then I said, "Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it stands written concerning me, to do your will, O God." Having said above, "You did not desire or take pleasure in sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, which are offered according to the law," he then said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." So he removes the first in order to establish the second. And by this will we have been sanctified, we who are so through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Also, every priest stands every day ministering and repeatedly offering the same sacrifices, which can never remove sins. But he offered one sacrifice for sins and sat down at the right hand of God uninterruptedly, from then on waiting until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has made those who are being sanctified perfect perpetually. And the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for this is after saying beforehand, "This is the covenant which I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them in their minds, and I will no longer remember their sins and their lawless deeds at all." Now where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer offering for sin. So, brothers, considering we have confidence to enter into the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, through an entrance which he inaugurated for us as a fresh and living way, through the veil, that is, through his flesh, and considering we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having been sprinkled in respect of the heart from a guilty conscience, and washed as regards the body in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope unwaveringly, for he who promised is faithful. And let us take notice of one another as a stimulus to love and good works, not abandoning our own epi-synagogue gathering, as is the custom of some, but encouraging each other, and all the more so as you see the day approaching. For if we deliberately sin after receiving knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a zealous fire which is about to devour those who are in opposition. Anyone who lays aside the law of Moses on the testimony of two or three witnesses dies without mercy. Of how much worse punishment do you think he who tramples on the Son of God will be considered worthy, and who considers profane the blood of the covenant in which he was sanctified, and who insults the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord," and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful matter to fall into the hands of the living God. But remember the former days, in which you were enlightened and endured a great struggle full of sufferings. Sometimes you were made a gazing stock with reproaches and afflictions, whereas at other times you made common cause with those who had that mode of life. For indeed you sympathized with my bonds, and you accepted the confiscation of your property with joy, knowing that you have for yourselves better and permanent property in the heavens. So do not discard your confidence, which has a great reward. For you need patience, in order that when you have done the will of God, you receive the promise. For in just a very little while, he who is to come will come, and will not delay, and the righteous shall live by faith. But if he draws back, my being shall not be pleased with him. But we are not ones to draw back, leading to loss, but we are of faith, leading to the preservation of one's being.